Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. This episode is brought to you by the Revolutionizing Parenthood Conference, a first-of-its-kind parenting conference in the Philadelphia area that I am co-organizing with my friend and colleague, Ashley Albrecht. My dear friend, Dr. Shefali, will join us as the keynote speaker, and I, along with the amazing colleagues in my professional community, we'll be offering various breakout sessions covering a wide variety of topics that parents struggle with in their families. Tickets are on sale now at the early bird discount. For more information, visit www.revolutionizingparenthood.com. And now, just for my listeners, you can get $25 off your ticket price. When you register, just put in discount code PODCAST25 to get your $25 coupon. Hello, and welcome to episode 421. Today, we're going to read verse 29 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching. Verse 29, the very energy of the universe. Your children are not mere lumps of clay waiting for your expert hands. They are the very energy of the universe and will become what they will become. They are sacred beings. If you tamper with them, you will make everyone miserable. They will find success and failure. They will be happy and sad. They will delight you and disappoint you. They will be safe and at great risk. They will live and they will die. Stay at the center of your own soul. There is nothing else you can do. My son almost lost his life as a teenager. There was nothing I could do. I remember accepting that he might die. I cried for hours. I got up and returned to my life and to my loved ones. Years later, he is a happy, strong, wonderful young man, all because of his choices, not mine. I think this verse is a very poignant one. It is so, so true, and what I talk about all the time, that our children are not lumps of clay waiting for our expert hands, as this verse says. They're also not like little computers waiting for us to program them. As Dr. Shefali says, they are their own unique spirits, throbbing with their own uniqueness. And we certainly have a responsibility as their parents to keep them safe and to raise them and share our values with them and give them love and boundaries at the same time. But in terms of who they are and what they are and who they will become, who they are becoming, that is for them to grow into the fullest expression of who it is they are meant to be, not who it is we want them to be. And at the end of this verse, the author talks about almost losing his son as a teenager. And he also says, stay at the center of your own soul. There's nothing else you can do. This is very poignant to me, given the fact that my oldest daughter died of a heart defect when she was just 24 days old.
This was our first experience as parents, and she was born with a very severe heart defect. We knew about her heart before she was born, and I did everything in my power to be as healthy as I could and as hopeful as I could. I meditated every single night and through up until she was born, and I hoped and prayed and did everything one could possibly do to try to will the outcome that you wish for. And it wasn't meant to be. No amount of hoping, wishing, praying, meditating, work, money, connections, nothing. Nothing. I could not call upon any amount of anything to have her live. It was not meant to be. And as awful and gut-wrenching as it is, I had to accept that the outcome was not as I wished it would be. And I had to accept that her life was just meant to be a short one, this lifetime for her. And so when I think about parenting and I think about what this author says, to stay at the center of your own soul, there's nothing else you can do. There truly is nothing else you can do. As I said earlier, yes, we have a responsibility to raise our children and allow them to raise us at the same time, to bestow upon them our values and to raise them with love and boundaries and let the rest happen as it will. Expose them to life experiences and things that that might be of interest to them, activities, sports, music, traveling, everything that we want to expose them to, and then let them figure out who they are and stand by and cheer them on and support them and don't try to interfere too much. Our children they come here as unique beings, and it's our job to help them become who they're supposed to be. It's really that simple. It's that difficult, and it's that simple at the same time. And I love that this author covered this topic in this verse 29. So can you honor your children and see them for the unique beings that they are and not who you wish them to be? And at the same time, still give them love, guidance, and boundaries without stepping too far over the line? That is the ultimate beautiful dance of parenting. Okay. Some deep words for you to think about. That wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you make it a fabulous, peaceful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they're meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.